Hi, my name is Scott, and this is Scott's Thoughts, your inside look at the spectacular life of Scott Myers. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Scott's Thoughts. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit more about Doge, but I wanted to focus solely on it because I have been reading a bunch of stuff saying Doge is a load of garbage, but people don't understand. And so today I'm going in more in depth into Doge than I did in the last episode. There will be some overlap, but first I want to talk about what Doge is in a basic sense, the economics behind it, the real world applications in more in depth, and then my opinions on it. Because look, I have 70,000, or sorry, not 70,000, I have 37,000 Dogecoin. I got in very early, as I predicted. I've turned $3,000 into $24,000 as of right now. I'm going to turn it into a lot more. All right, first, let's get right into it. Doge. It's a cryptocurrency, meaning it's a currency designed for transactions. Originally created as a joke behind the Doge meme. Used to be a transaction for buying and selling goods. But completely digitally, no physical actual thing, nothing backing it technically, similar to the dollar. And it's also, in terms of the economics, it's also, forgot to mention, it is based on the blockchain. Not going to go into that. You can look that up if you want more details on what that actually means. But let's briefly talk about the dollar. It's an uncapped currency, the dollar, meaning there's no set amount about how much can be in circulation. The government is in charge of it and prints more money each year than is actually in circulation, which means more supply and the value goes down, which leads to inflation. At about right now, the inflation rates are about an average of 2% over the past like 10 years. However, it's not a specific inflation rate, and that's important to know. Doge is similar in which it has no cap. However, there is a set amount of Doge in circulation per year. As of making this podcast, there are about 130 billion Dogecoin in circulation. The same time next year will be about 135 billion and so on. This means there is an inflation rate, but that percentage goes down over time. Instead of going up or just being variable that is unpredicted, that means the inflation rate from this point to next year, with those predicted amounts of going up 5 billion, so from 130 billion to 135 billion, that's an inflation rate of 3.8%. Then the next year, from 135 billion to 140%, the inflation rate goes down to 3.7%. And then 135 billion to 140 billion, it goes down to 3.57%. In 2031, when the supply is 180 billion to go to 185 billion in 2032, the inflation rate is only 2.78%. 10 years later, 2042 to 2043, where it would go from 230 billion to 235 billion, the inflation rate is only 2.17. The point is, there is an inflation rate that eventually will be less than the dollar, but it will eventually go so low that's essentially irrelevant. So what that means? Well, for example, if we have the dollar as a currency so many years from now, theoretically then, for example, for the sake of this, a $1 coffee would then be a $1.50 coffee 10 years from that point because of the inflation. However, during that same point, if we had Doge as the actual currency, then one Dogecoin coffee would still be one Dogecoin coffee 10 years from then. It would have essentially hold its value over that period of time, unlike the dollar. Another reason for the real world desire is the fact that it really is so inflated that you can pay for things like coffee with one Dogecoin instead of 0.000001 Bitcoin. So that's another one. Another real-world application is the fact that it doesn't rely on a government to produce. That way you don't, like, for example, a country could go into a crisis and they print a bunch of money. Like Zimbabwe, they had trillion-dollar bills. and you don't have to worry about that. So with it being decentralized, the people are the ones, there's no agency or government that prints it. Another realistic example is that it's would be universal. You don't have to convert from dollar to euro, euro to pound or whatever. It would just be Dogecoin. What I've heard people saying is that because it's so inflationary, again, it's 5 billion per year in terms of a percentage, that would be 3.8% for this next year. The government prints a lot more than a 15 billion, and it's completely variable. No one can really truly predict inflation rates down to an exact percentage like you can basically with Doge. And people say that Doge is worthless. So is the dollar. The dollar is literally a piece of paper. Things are only as valuable as people think of them to be. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Things are only as valuable as people think of them to be. And things are valuable. I mean, that originally we human race started out with bartering, where people would have more value for one thing over another. But then the invention of a currency, originally basically gold, in a sense, is the best example, was used as a currency because people saw gold as having a universal value. But now, do I think it would be a universal currency? No. The point of this, though, is that it technically has the economic capability of doing so. But the reason I think it won't is because it's a cultural issue. I personally don't see professional retailers accepting a meme worldwide as a form of currency. I honestly think that if it were another name with the exact same economics as Dogecoin, but with a more professional look, not backed by a meme or an Elon Musk tweets, we could see something like that being universally accepted. And it would be the exact same thing as Doge under a different name. However, it really would be a complete cultural shift. But I also think that we will have at least some form of physical currency for probably the next 100 years. Then again, as like the younger generations grow up and they start taking control of the world, we really could see something like Doge become an actual usable, well, it already is usable, but more widely adopted thing. And so, you know, I really have seen a lot of people be negative about Doge without truly understanding it. It's a cultural thing. It's not an economic thing. It is 100% cultural. Doge is economically capable. So I hope you guys learned something, and I appreciate you tuning into Scott's Thoughts. Before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this episode, my company Chipsticks, a patent-pending, easy-to-use, one-piece utensil designed for eating sticky and greasy foods. Check it out in the link in the description and say goodbye to greasy hands. All right, that's all I have for you today. Take care. See you next time.